Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, we are working our way through Psalm 25. And this psalm has a very strong emphasis in the first few verses on shame. And I want to read verse 3 to you of Psalm 25 as we consider this thought this morning. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. You know, the Bible indicates that there are things that we're not to be ashamed of and things which we are to be ashamed of. We are never to be ashamed, as it says here, of the Lord. Never. There is never a time ever in the Christian walk or in the Christian life where we should be ashamed of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's nothing to be ashamed about. You know, the latter part of that verse says, let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. In other words, the things that you ought to be ashamed about are things that most likely you won't be because they're natural things. They flow right out of your heart. But you have never a cause to be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it interesting how we get things backwards? How we turn things upside down? Well, we'll be ashamed of Jesus Christ, ashamed to be seen carrying our Bible, walking with our Bible, kind of hide it, stick it in our coat as we're going along, or stick it in our purse or something like that. Why? Why are we ashamed? Well, someone might say something. Well, that'll be an opportunity, right? Opportunity to tell of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's never, never, ever a reason to be ashamed of our Lord. So you need to put it down in your heart and life. I'm never going to be ashamed of my Lord. There's no cause for it. But there is a cause to be ashamed of something else, and that's transgressing the Word of God. Whenever we transgress the Word of God, we don't keep His commandments. We do our own thing. You ought to be ashamed. There needs to be that bowing of the head, that redness of face that comes when we're ashamed. Because what we've done is we've violated the precious Word of God, the Word that came from God. Isn't it interesting today that there is no shame? That filth, violence, nudity is thrown up on screens and people love it. They think it's right. They're not ashamed. There's no blushing that goes on. And yet, the Bible says in the latter part of verse 3, let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. The authority of the Word of God says you ought to be ashamed. And if you are not ashamed, then there's a serious, serious problem that's taking place in your heart and life. You're in denial of the truth of God's Word. You know, if we're going to gather today to sing praises to our wonderful Savior, if we're going to open our Bibles and listen to the Word of God, we need to hear what He has to say, and we need to obey what He says in His Word. This is just a simple reminder in this psalm that there are some things that you never laugh about. There are some things that are not a joke, that aren't funny. There are some things that should cause shame to come upon you, and that's when you violate and transgress the Word of God. God, help us to have the right spirit and attitude as we walk through this life toward things that we ought to be ashamed of and things that we should never be ashamed of. And we can never be ashamed of the wonderful person, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer.